The function of controlling calls for a comparison of the actual performance of work as it is in progress with the planned performance of work which was determined at the time before the work commenced. The function of controlling involves several steps. Hence, it is known as the controlling process. The first step in the process of controlling is the setting of standards. A standard is defined as a criteria against which the actual performance of work is to be measured against a predetermined criteria. These criteria may be set either in qualitative terms, which cannot be precisely expressed in figures and measurable, but is inexact. For example, attributes like customer satisfaction, love of a mother, etc. And a standard may also be set in precise quantitative terms which are clearly defined. When the standards are set in quantitative terms, it makes comparison easy. Hence, the controlling process becomes much easier. However, care should be taken during the setting of standards. It should be realistic and flexible, keeping in view the environmental changes and the environmental situations. The next step in the process of controlling is to measure the actual performance. After the setting of standards, the actual performance of work as it is going on or just as it is over is to be recorded. These recordings are to be accurate and reliable and free from any personal bias of the person recording it. It is essential that the measurement in which the actual performance of work is done is to be made in the same standard unit as that of the standards which have been predetermined earlier. The actual performance may be measured and presented in terms of a performance report. Some of the techniques in which the actual performance of work are measured is on the basis of universal census, that is, each and every item that has been produced is measured. This is essential in quality control departments, where every unit produced is checked for conformity to quality standards. On the other hand, we have the random sampling method, wherein a set number of samples are drawn from a lot which has been produced on a random basis, hence the name random sampling. Or else, yet another method of measurement of actual performance is based on observation, wherein the controller just observes and monitors the actual performance of work and flags if he finds any deviations. An example in which the observation is made is in case of the electricity department, where the flow of the electricity in the supply line is constantly monitored, and the intervention is made only in case of fluctuations. Yet another way of measuring the actual performance is by activity reports and ratio analysis. This is more used in financial reporting. The third step in the control process is the comparison of the actual performance with the standards. The actual performance is compared with the standard which is set in step 1, and any deviation between the actual performance and the standard is noted down. If the standard performance is less than the actual performance, then it means that there is a negative deviation. It becomes necessary for the controller to determine the extent and nature and reason of such deviations. Whereas, on the other hand, if the actuals are more than the standard, then it means that there is a positive deviation and this should be encouraged. For example, if the standard set is 20 units to be produced in 1 hour and a worker is actually producing 22 units, this is a positive deviation because the actual is more than the standard. Hence, the performance of such worker is to be encouraged. The fourth process in step in the process of controlling is analyzing the reason for the deviation. As we have seen in step 3, if any deviation is negative, it becomes imperative on the manager to note it down and find out if it is within tolerance limits. The tolerance limits are the acceptable limits of deviation which have been set. If a deviation is beyond the accepted permissible range, the reason for the deviation are analyzed and noted. The reason for the deviation may occur in two areas. Number one, known as critical factor area. Number two, known as non-critical area. If the deviation is in a non-critical area, a management by exception technique is adopted, and accordingly the rectification is done. However, if the deviation is in a critical area, then emphasis is given on immediate rectification because any deviation in the critical area will be carried forward to the other critical areas or to other non-critical areas. Hence, it becomes very important to arrest the deviation in the critical area where it has been noticed itself to avoid a spread of it to other areas. The last and the fifth step in the control process is initiating corrective action. Once the reason for deviation has been reported, the manager concerned will immediately initiate corrective action by remedying the cause for the deviation after a thorough inquiry into it. Some of the remedies that he might suggest are: in case it is an equipment which is defective and is contributing to impaired performance, he will direct the repairing staff to get it rectified. In case the worker is not able to perform within the limited time frame of his work, he will instruct them to work overtime. Sometimes the deviation may occur because of certain policy adjustments. In such cases, he will request the top management to make the necessary structural changes to the policy or the organization structure, which gives him more leeway to perform in the circumstances.